Big news yesterday. A lot of people don't know about this as they wake up this morning. The Attorney General's office has appointed Joel Marmelstein. He's a good man. As the to the Office of Integrity for the City of Utica's region, and he's joining us now on the phone. Joel, how are you, sir?
Good morning, Mark. Thank you for your kind words. Nice to be with you.
Well, you know, Joel, I've talked to you numerous times. You probably don't remember on another show, and you are always the most informative guest that we've ever had. So,
well, that's quite an honor.
So, congratulations on the new position.
Well, it's actually a just another hat that I have to wear. Attorney General Schneiderman has asked me to serve as his local public integrity officer. I've served as the head of the Utica Regional Office for 12 years. This is not something new to me, but it's certainly a focus of Attorney General Schneiderman, and I'm glad to be a part of what he wants to do to help New York citizens have confidence in their government officials.
Now, Joel, explain exactly what this office is.
Public integrity is almost self-explanatory. The Attorney General has been concerned from the outset that our elected and appointed government officials not be corrupt, to put it simply. We see too much of that stuff in our day-to-day life, misuse of power, misuse of taxpayer dollars, and it has to stop. And Attorney General Schneiderman has appointed a public integrity office officer in each one of his 13 regional offices to be the on point to accept information from citizens who suspect that kind of thing, to investigate and to take action where appropriate. Examples of corruption, if they need to be explained, can range from something as simple as your, and I'm not picking on any office in particular,
oh, sure,
but
yeah.
Your local town highway superintendent diverting asphalt and macadam that was intended to go to the streets of his or her town to a friend's driveway.
Right.
It could be, and we see this more and more often on various levels, what we call pay-to-play. If you want to get the town contract to do the new roads, we need to see something from your checkbook. You'll know it when you see it, and when you see it, we want to have you tell us about it.
Joel, is this? I know this is well before you've taken this position, but the Grow West investigation that was held in the city of Utica with the mismanagement of funds for that agency, would that fall under the scope of what your office is there for? As an example,
the answer to that question is definitely yes,
okay.
But in a different context.
Right.
Grow West involved the mismanagement of a not-for-profit corporation. And I guess that's another hat that I've been wearing over the last 12 years. Mismanagement, and in that case, misuse of funds that were given to a not-for-profit corporation is wrong. The focus of public integrity, of course, is the public officials that have been elected or appointed. So What do we say? Same, right church, different pew, something
right,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. We're speaking with Joel Marmelstein from the Attorney General's office, and I think it's a great move, and I know the governor was really, really came out strong against, public officials and corruption and ethics reform, and I see this as just another great example of what they're trying to do on the state level. But I think it's important that they put a local guy in charge of this office. You've been here for 12 years. You know the issues. You know the people. So it's got to, I think they're doing a really, this is a, it's an encouraging step forward.
And I'm local. And
yeah,
may
exactly.
I take this opportunity to give the phone number that we like people to call if they have something that they'd like to share?
I hope you have a bank of secretaries sitting there waiting for some calls. So go ahead.
I'm in Utica, of course. And let me just mention that if someone feels more comfortable in coming down rather than calling on the phone, that would be okay. But the telephone number that we'd ask people to use is, of course, area 315-793-2225. 793-2225. Leave a message for me. People can understand, I'm out of the office quite a bit. I'll get back to you. I'd like to speak to you first over the phone. It's important to say that everything will be held in confidence.
Yes.
I will ask people to identify themselves.
Yeah, so there's no anonymous tips or anything like that. You have to go on the record with your name and all that stuff.
I would prefer that.
Yeah, okay.
I would prefer that. I'm not going to refuse to speak to anybody if they don't.
Right.
But it all goes to credibility.
Exactly.
And may I just say one other thing? I want to point out that we've talked a bit about what this is. Let me just say what it is not. If you're unhappy with the way your legislator is voting, if you're unhappy with the decision, a legitimate, honest, well-thought-out decision you can't support, that's not what we're talking about.
Yes.
We're talking about misguided acts, corruptive acts, just a difference of opinion is not within the purview of public integrity. So that won't be widely received. But short of that, we want to encourage people to call. And yes, I won't be in the office for another 10 minutes or so, but after that, I've got my seatbelt fastened. I'm ready to go.
And so if somebody has a complaint, what do they have to have to bring to you? What is there any guidelines, or do you have any advice for somebody, like documentation or what you have to have to bring an issue up?
No. Talk to me. I will be firm.
Right.
I will tell you when I think you are right and we're onto something. I will tell you when I think this is outside the scope of what I've been charged to do. Give me a phone. Tell me what's on your mind. We'll deal with it. We'll investigate it if it has merit, and we want to make this as easy as we can. The source for most this is not a new concept. The investigation of public integrity problems is not a new concept. I've had experience with it, even though my recent appointment has been a little more pronounced. I know what I'm looking for. Most all of these kinds of complaints start with a single phone call, and we know that, we recognize that, we want to encourage it.
And you know, is when the news release came out, I had somebody call me and say, "Can you believe they had so many complaints from the Utica area that they opened up this office?" It's important to know that the Attorney General has opened up 13 offices just like this throughout every region in the state, correct?
Well, this appointment has occurred in each of the already existing 13 regional offices. So the focus with a particular individual being named is new. The regional offices where this is going to be happening have been in place for a long time.
Excellent. Brand new Attorney General's Public Integrity Officer for the Utica region, Joel Marmelstein. Thank you so much, sir. And we're looking forward to hearing from you in the future. And good luck out there.
Always available. Thank you, Mark. Have a great day.
You too.